Mother's Day is almost here, and you can get her the most beautiful time-tested gift around. A watch she can wear every day from Movement. Whether your mom is into classic dress watches, rare and refined ceramics, or tried-and-true bestsellers, Movement has something she'll love. And right now, everything at Movement is up to 50% off site-wide during their Mother's Day sale. A watch is a gift that celebrates all the time you spent with mom. And a Movement watch is even more than that. Movement uses industry-leading materials for their fresh, modern watch designs, from technically complex ceramics to vintage-inspired style, all for an incredible value your wrist and wallet will both love. And with one-size-fits-all convenience and fast, free shipping and returns, it's a stress-free shopping experience. Save big on the best Mother's Day gift ever with Movement. Get up to 50% off site-wide during their Mother's Day sale at MVMT.com. Again, that's up to 50% off at MVMT.com.
The most fun that you can have in Southern California is not going to the Hollywood sign. It's not going to the beach. It's not even going to Disneyland. In fact, the real happiest place on earth is the Marketing Impact Academy live event, which is happening on October 14th through the 16th here in beautiful, sunny Southern California. You can attend a weekend of some of the most valuable business building education you are ever going to learn, as well as have the most fun weekend of your life having dance parties with all of Team Johnson and all of the experts who we are bringing on to speak to you and teach and train you. And you can attend by visiting shaleen.com/live. Prices are currently, at the time that you're hearing this, more than 50% off, but that is going to change very soon. So again, visit shaleen.com/live. And let me say, I am so hyped to see you in person on October 14th through the 16th here in Southern California. Hey, what's up, and welcome to today's Quick Tip Tuesday episode of Build Your Tribe. Today's is going to be super quick. All right, you ready? Stop creating new content. That's it. That's the tip. That's the advice. All right, see you next week. I'm just kidding. That is the advice, though, but let me explain a little bit more. Stop creating new content. I am known for my hyper frequency of posting on Instagram. But what many people don't know is that I'm able to maintain that level of frequency without a high level of input. My output remains extremely high without having to put in a ton of work on a daily or even a weekly basis. And the way I'm able to do that, the way I'm able to create and share so much content on Instagram is by reusing and reposting things that I've shared in the past. In fact, I recently blew a lot of people's minds by stating the fact that 2/3 of my content on Instagram is not new. Only 1 out of every 3 posts that I share on my Instagram is a new idea or a new piece of content that I haven't shared in the past. The other 2/3 are either reposts of things I have previously shared or recreations of jokes or content or ideas that I have previously shared. So literally, 1/3 of my content is just a repost. Literally taking a reel or a carousel or any content that I've shared in the past and posting it again. If the caption still fits and applies, I use the exact same caption. I don't go back and delete the original post because most people aren't going to see it anyways. Most people won't notice that it was a repost. Most people didn't see my first post, and the same is true for you. Most of your followers do not see all of your posts. So if you post something today that you originally posted 3 months ago, most of your followers didn't see it 3 months ago when you did share it. And the very few who did see it most likely do not remember that they already saw it. They don't remember that they already looked at this piece of content and that you already shared it. And the very, 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 very small few, the minority, the 1% of people who do remember that you shared this a few months ago, they're probably not going to care because your post did so well. It was so impactful, so memorable, so valuable, so funny 3 months ago that they're okay with seeing it again. So 1/3 of my content is a repost. I don't need to add the word repost. I don't need to say that it's a repost. It's content that I've already shared and I'm sharing it again. It did well in the past and it will most likely do well in the future or do well right now when I share it again. And I want to make one distinction. I'm not just reposting any content. I'm reposting the things that did well. I want to make sure that that's clear. I'm not taking my worst post from April and thinking, well, maybe it'll do better now. I mean, that might happen. But what I'm strategically doing is picking the best engaged with posts from a few months ago, April, for example, and posting them again today. So that's a third of my content. The other third of my content, which is not new, is a recreation, like I said, of things I've shared in the past. I'm reusing the same relatable jokes, the same humor. I'm teaching the same tips, just in a different style. Maybe I'm using a trending audio this week, and next week I'm going to share the exact same tips, but I'm going to do it in a direct-to-camera original audio. And then I'm going to do it in a sketchbook-style reel. That's three of the exact same pieces of content that are just presented in a slightly different format. And then maybe 3 weeks later, I'm going to present the exact same content, but I'm going to put it in a text post, or I'm going to put it in a carousel or in a photo post. So I'm presenting the same content, but delivering it in different styles. So it feels fresh, it feels new, but it's not that much additional work for me. With platforms like Facebook, TikTok, and Instagram, you have to work so hard to build your following, only to be at the whim and control of an algorithm. One tweak to the algorithm, and you are no longer able to reach the engaged audience that you worked so hard to build. You need to stop renting your audience and start owning it. I'm talking about asking your audience for their phone numbers so that you can easily reach them. While emails might go to spam or be filtered into a special promotions folder, texts are virtually always read. In fact, texts have a 98% open rate and a 30% click-through rate. And the best part is that text marketing is as easy as sending a text to a friend when you use simple texting. It only takes a few minutes to set up your account and start sending. Simple texting plans start at only $29 per month, but if you start our free trial this month, we will give you 500 free credits to see what texting can do for your business. All you need to do is text the word TRIBE, T-R-I-B-E, to this number, 833-2-TRY-SMS. Again, that's 833, the number 2-TRY-SMS, to start your free trial. For example, one of my favorite jokes that I do at least once a week with one of my reels is a joke that's along the lines of, oh my gosh, when you post a reel that you think is going to do well and then it gets 3 likes. That's a trope of humor, a kind of humor, a relatable joke that I make with at least one reel per week. And I have this little inside joke that I like to play with myself, or I like to track. And it's that almost every single time when I make that post, which has the exact same joke that I told a few days earlier, just with a new audio, someone will comment, almost without fail, saying, oh my gosh, this is so funny. This is the best reel you've ever made. And it makes me laugh every single time because I made almost the exact same reel just a few days earlier. Same joke, just a slightly different audio. So again, a third of my content is a repost. A third of my content is a reuse or a recycle, or sometimes I like to use the term upcycle, of something that I've shared in the past. And then a third of my content is new. But if you think about your content in this way, you can essentially alleviate two-thirds of your workload, two-thirds of the time that you're spending making content off the table, done, already taken care of. So give this a test for yourself today. Scroll back to a few months ago. If you're listening to this in September of 2022, scroll back to, let's say, June or maybe April. Pick out the best reel or the best content that you shared during that month and share it again. Most likely, your audience will engage with it just as much, if not more, than they did the first time. Thank you so much for listening today. I hope this hack saves you some time, energy, and effort. And as always, happy networking.
Do you ever feel like there's so much pressure to create content in social media that some days you're just out of ideas? You have no idea what to post next. And then you don't post. And then your engagement goes down or your followers go down. And it's this like vicious cycle. Well, I want to help you because I want to share with you my 30-day content calendar. And it doesn't matter what your niche is or what it is you sell or what it is you do or what it is you look like, any of those things. This is 30 days of killer ideas. Like, you're going to get so much inspiration and examples of exactly what's working and how you can make it work for you, depending, of course, your niche or what it is you normally post. Even if most of the time you know what to post, but every once in a while you just hit a block and you can't think of what you need to post. Listen, I want to make this super simple for you. Grab a copy of my 30-day content calendar. Plus, it's free. So you just go to instaclubhub.com/content. Again, instaclubhub.com/content. And as always, the link to that will be in the show notes. So you don't even have to write it down. In fact, you can click on it while you're listening to this episode.
Mother's Day is almost here, and you can get her the most beautiful time-tested gift around. A watch she can wear every day for Movement. Whether mom's into classic dress watches, rare and refined ceramics, or tried-and-true bestsellers, Movement has something she'll love. And right now, you can save big on the best Mother's Day gift ever with up to 50% off site-wide during Movement's Mother's Day sale at MVMT.com. Again, that's up to 50% off at MVMT.com.